Time is the fundamental basis of human experience, and it also the most mysterious. One of the reasons why we have such difficulty coming to grips with time is that it is totally intangible. It is not like physical size or distance, or like heat and cold, which we can apprehend directly through our senses. In the case of time, we have to rely on changes in the outside world, or on clocks and watches to inform us about duration. But even with the assistance of these artificial devices, it is obvious that our experience of time is not always constant, because there are occasions when time appears to speed up and others when it appears to slow down or even to stop. These sensations of the passage of time have a lot to do with the activities we perform and how boring or enjoyable we find them. They are also intimately connected with the kind of society we live in and the subtle ways that it prepares us to think about time and how to use it. Historians tell us that theories about the nature of time have changed dramatically since the Middle Ages, and anthropologists have shown that people in other parts of the world have very different views of time from our own. Against the background of these historical and cultural variations, there has been an understandable temptation to assume that Europeans have a standard set of attitudes to time, that because they are part of the same civilization, people all over Europe value and categorize time in much the same way. In fact, this is not the case. In Europe today, there is a wide range of attitudes and relationships to time. At the one extreme are those societies where everyone is a captive of the clock. These are the time-bound societies, and they include countries like Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Britain. At the other extreme are the time-blind societies, where people hardly notice time, and where it sometimes appears to play no role in their lives at all. Spain, Portugal, and Greece are the best examples of time-blind societies, followed by southern Italy and the south of France. In a time-bound society, time is seen as linear, in other words, as a straight line, extending from the past through the present to the future. In a time-blind society, on the other hand, there is a tendency for time to be seen as cyclical. That is, in terms of the natural cycles of day and night, the lunar cycle and the seasons, rather than as a progression towards an indefinite future. The linear conception of time encourages two further notions which are found in time-bound societies, but not in time-blind societies. One is the idea that time is an important yardstick of people's activities and achievements, and the other is that time is a valuable resource in its own right. In its capacity as a measure of other things, time is seen as rigid and divisible, rather like a steel tape measure or a wooden ruler, while in its capacity as a resource, it is seen as a finite and irreplaceable form of currency. In a time-bound society, therefore, time is invariably construed in economic terms, which is why people talk about scarcity of time, investing time, and wasting time, and why time is money.